Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio.
Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is that when you are contemplating a career change or any other big change in life, make little bets. Don't bet at all that you will thrive in something new. Instead, find the smallest possible way to test your hypothesis that this is a good move. Today's tip comes from Dori Clark, a coach, consultant, and speaker who's been a guest on my other podcast, Best of Both Worlds. In an article in Harvard Business Review, Clark encourages those contemplating a new career to ask themselves, what is the smallest way to test my hypothesis? In other words, if you think something would be your dream career, find a small way to test that idea out before you make big bets to pursue it. Figure out a way to get a little real-life experience and data about whether this career change will actually suit you. In the article, Clark gives the example of a person who thought she wanted to be a florist, but discovered, after a day shadowing a florist, that she couldn't stand the cold of the flower coolers. Florists turn out to spend a lot of time in their coolers. Much better to invest one day job shadowing to come to that realization than to have this person quit her day job and enroll in a floral design program, only to figure out that being a florist wasn't necessarily a good fit for her after all. So what are small ways to test your hypothesis that a new career is right for you? Job shadowing, informational interviews, and reading books can help you figure out what might be a good fit, without you spending lots of money on training, and without you upending the career you already have. It's also wise to find small ways to test hypotheses about other big changes too. For instance, if you think you would like to buy a beach house, talk with friends who have beach houses about the time and expense that is required for upkeep and any unexpected headaches. Spend several weeks at the beach this summer instead of just one to see whether you would really like to spend most of your summer at the beach and to figure out whether you can work remotely from there. If you think you'd like a dog, offer to dog sit for a friend who is going out of town for the weekend. It is fun to imagine going for a long walk with a dog on a sunny Saturday morning. It's another thing to fit dog care into an already full day and contend with rainy late-night trips outside for the dog to do its business. You want to know what you're getting into. Or maybe you're fantasizing about getting an MFA in poetry. That could be amazing. But it might be wise to take a single poetry class before you decide to spend all your spare time and money for the next few years squeezing coursework into your already busy schedule. By finding small ways to test hypotheses, whether about career moves or other major changes, you'll be able to get good information to inform your big decisions. Making little bets before making big bets raises the chances that you actually get a big payoff. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time.
Thanks for listening to Before Breakfast. If you've got questions, ideas, or feedback, you can reach me at laura@lauravanderkam.com. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartMedia. For more podcasts from iHeartMedia, please visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners, I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.